This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Wednesday edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Brandt. I'll have today's stories coming right up. Farming is such a competitive business, producers, and you need every advantage you can get if you want to lead the field. That's why more and more farmers across America are entrusting their crop handling to Brandt. Brandt has earned a superb reputation on the Canadian prairie, and now they've set up shop right in the heart of the U.S. Corn Belt, turning out made in the USA swing-away augers and other products designed specifically for U.S. corn and soybean growers. Products coming out of a plant in Bloomington, Illinois. Brandt's full line of augers, belts, carts, and vacs is designed to help you get the job done faster every time and is supported by a network of strong dealers across the U.S. You can get that Brandt story firsthand next week at Husker Harvest Days, Grand Island, Nebraska. September 11th through the 13th, Tuesday through Thursday, they'll be waiting to see you at Lot 718. Want to be number one, producers? Then get yourself some worry-free performance from Brandt and lead the field. Last month was the 94th consecutive month of job growth in the United States. 94 months, that's a record. But despite the nearly eight-year-long hiring boom, with a nationwide unemployment rate of 3.9%, the jobs picture in dozens of cities is a stark departure from that national trend. USA Today came up with a list of cities where it's the hardest to find a job, and in that top 25 of the worst cities, only two were here in the heartland of America: Bloomington, Indiana, and Youngstown, Ohio. From This Week in Agribusiness, as corn harvest is getting underway, the USDA reports the condition of the U.S. corn crop slipped in the past week, down 1 percentage point, good to excellent, to 68% good to excellent. The soybean condition rating didn't change. It's still 66% good to excellent. By the way, we are just a week away from the next USDA crop report, and it comes out next Wednesday, the 12th. Authorities around Des Moines, Iowa, used dogs and drones and many volunteers over the past week looking for a 50-year-old man reported missing. Now they say the body of Kenneth Wade has been found in a wooded area off a trail east of Des Moines. Police say they do not suspect foul play. A disappearance of an individual in Iowa seems to get ever more attention now after the disappearance and killing this summer of college student Molly Tibbetts. Little Utica, Michigan has been shocked by its first murder in recent memory, a violent crime there last Saturday when a grandfather, celebrating a child's birthday in a park, was stabbed multiple times by a drug user. Utica is north of Detroit. After talking about Paul Harvey yesterday, on the 100th anniversary of his birth, I heard from several of you who sometime over the years met the legendary radio commentator Paul Harvey. And it was so interesting. What I heard was that he was just as gracious and kind to you as he hoped, as you hoped he would be. Isn't it gratifying when someone famous like Paul turns out to be so nice when you meet them in person? That's today's Midwest Digest, brought to you by Brandt. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.